Now to the United Kingdom next, and the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is overseeing his first party conference as Tory leader. Under pressure in the polls, he's undergone a rebrand in an effort to reinvent himself, ditching several green policies, including new ones, introducing new ones, prioritising the needs of drivers, including a clampdown on 20 mile per hour speed limit, bus lanes and low traffic neighbourhoods. And all of this coming on top of a decision to axe a high-speed rail line to Manchester and the reversal of a slew of environmental measures. And why is he doing it? And will it work for him? Well, we can talk now to Financial Times political editor George Parker, who's at the Tory conference this afternoon. George, good afternoon and thanks for joining us. Let's talk about the polls first. I know that Rishi Sunak addressed a gathering of Westminster journalists in London during the week where he put on a bit of a comedy routine. But there's nothing funny, nothing for him to laugh about in the polls, is there?
No, that's absolutely true. I mean, if you look at the spread of opinion polls over the last few weeks, typically the Conservative Party, Rishi Sunak's Tory party, are trailing Labour by around 15 to 18%. There's one poll out today, I should say, which has the Tories only 10 points behind Labour, but that could be an outlier. We'll see. But certainly he comes to Manchester. This is his first party conference as Tory leader. Some people think it could be his last Tory conference as party leader. We've got an election next year after all. So he's got a big mountain to climb.
And we've seen this shift from the Prime Minister in recent weeks, rowing back on environmental measures, playing to car owners and so on. What's behind all that?
Well, what he wants to do is he wants to show he's on the side of ordinary working families. And it was quite interesting. He did an interview on the BBC today where they did one of these word clouds where voters were asked to say what words they thought of when they thought of Rishi Sunak. And big letters, it was rich, wealthy, you know, not like us, that sort of thing. So Rishi Sunak's got a big task, I think, to show that he's on the side of ordinary families. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to say, look, we're going to roll back some of these onerous green targets, which would make you trade in your car for a cleaner car or trade in your gas boiler for a heat pump or whatever. Try show he's on their side, and we'll see whether that works. I mean, he's got a long way to go. He needs to find a way of reconnecting himself to the country and show he's got some policies for the future. And I suggest not just policies which involve ripping up commitments that the government's already made.
So what can we expect from him then over the next few days?
Well, I mean, I think what you'll see on Wednesday when he makes his big speech is he'll try to sort of pivot to the future in the jargon of political people. So I expect he'll have some things to say about more of his programme to help motorists. His argument is that more people drive cars than go on high-speed trains, so we'll hear a bit about that. His big thing that he really cares about is turning Britain into a sort of tech nation, a mathematics-focused nation, a bit like him, really, I suppose. So I think we'll hear him announce some changes to the education system over here to put much more focus on maths teaching. Those are the kinds of things we should be watching out for. And also, I think we'll probably see him showing some ankle on the possibilities of tax cuts ahead of the next general election.
That was an issue that his predecessor Liz Truss was very fond of talking about, and she has been lurking in the shadows as well, attending a fringe event, delivering a speech with the sort of Trumpian message of make Britain grow again. What is she trying to achieve, and is she still talking about economic policies which failed for her?
Well, look, I think a lot of your listeners would be astounded to think that Liz Truss was even showing her face at the Conservative conference a year after she was catapulted out of office after pursuing a series of disastrous economic policies. But she's actually here and giving a speech tomorrow, as you mentioned, where she's speaking at a Great British Growth Rally, where she's basically going to say, look, she was right all along, and the answer to Britain's problems is to go for radical tax cutting straight away. And there's a lot of pressure on Rishi Sunak to do that, to show that he is in favour of tax cuts. He currently presides over the highest tax burden in UK post-war history. And of course, he would love to do that. But the problem is we also have a load of public services which are desperately short of money. So he is certainly under pressure from people like Liz Truss on the right of the party to get cutting taxes straight away, something he's trying to resist at the moment.
And on this side of the water, George, people will have an eye on what is happening or not happening in Northern Ireland. If there is to be no resumption of the Stormont executive, the prospect of direct rule in Northern Ireland then comes into play. So just given all his troubles with the polls, with the party, with the economy, where does Northern Ireland lie on Rishi Sunak's priority list?
look at, I mean, this is always terrible to say this, but I would say fairly low down his priority list. I think Rishi Sunak devoted quite a large part of the early part of his premiership to trying to resolve the issues around the Brexit issues around the Northern Ireland Protocol. He agreed this thing, the Windsor Framework, with the EU. I think as far as he was concerned, he ticked the box mark, Northern Ireland sorted out. But of course, you say it's not sorted out. The whole question about power sharing and Stormont lies there. I don't get the impression this is top of his list of priorities at the moment. He's got plenty of other things on his plate. And, you know, sad to say, Northern Irish politics don't move an awful lot of votes in UK general elections.
George Parker, Financial Times political editor, thank you for talking to us from the Tory party conference today. We're back with more after this break.